Welcome to VGK Today, presented by Circa Sports, where we take you behind the scenes with the defending Stanley Cup champion, Vegas Golden Knights. I'm Justin Russo with the Golden Knights on Thursday, April 11th, with the VGK coming off a tough road loss last night in Edmonton. Vegas fell 5-1 to their Pacific Division foes in what was the final road game of the regular season for the VGK. The Golden Knights now turn their attention to the final four games of the regular season, which will all be played at T-Mobile Arena, with that stretch kicking off tomorrow against the Minnesota Wild. While Vegas has yet to clinch a playoff spot, they are still in the driver's seat ahead of the final stretch, sitting 3 points ahead of the St. Louis Blues with one game in hand. A win for the Golden Knights tomorrow combined with a St. Louis loss to Carolina would officially clinch a spot for Vegas, so let's hope for everything in Vegas and in St. Louis to fall into place tomorrow night. While things remain intense at the NHL level, there is a lot at stake elsewhere in the hockey world this time of year, too. Last week, Dave Gosher and Darren Elliott spoke about the USA Hockey Tier 1 Nationals held right here in Las Vegas, which pits some of the best youth hockey players in the country against each other. This week, we are treated to the Frozen Four, which kicks off today with Boston University facing Denver and Boston College taking on Michigan. After the break, we'll hear from Ashley Weiss, who caught up with some members of the VGK, who will be keeping a close eye on this week's college hockey action.
Jack Daniel's has always made whiskey, and if they have it their way, they always will. But there's one thing Jack can't make more of: moments. Those are on us to create. You see, hockey fans, we only get one shot at this thing called life. So let's make sure we're making the most of every moment, whether it's showing up for our team or sipping a glass of Jack while cheering at the radio. Don't let a single moment go to waste. Make it count. Jack Daniel's.
Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. Copyright 2022 Jack Daniel's. All rights reserved.
Listen up! Your share at winning over $500,000 in free fuel and products is just a tap away with the Terrible Social House app.
Yes!
With a qualifying purchase at the pump or in-store, you can shop, spin, and win directly on your phone. Win free products that you can redeem instantly in-store, or if you're feeling lucky, you could land on free fuel towards your next fill-up. Shop, spin, and win. Download and play today. Terribles. Deliberately different since 1959. Go to terribles.com for more details.
So as mentioned, some great college hockey on tap today for the Frozen Four, and some VGK players with ties to the teams remaining. One of them is Jack Eichel, a Boston University alum. While his school faces Denver today, you can't help but think of the potential rivalry matchup in the final against BC. And Jack helped explain that rivalry to Ashley Weiss.
How would you describe that rivalry to somebody who doesn't know anything about it?
How would I describe the BCBU rivalry for anyone that doesn't know about it? Well, it's, I can think of a few things some family members have said.
PG, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, I could never say it on here, but it's funny. Like, I'm friends, like, BU hates BC and BC hates BU, but, you know, I had so many close friends that went to BC. Like, obviously, Noah went there and, you know, I've had other buddies of mine that went there. It's an interesting rivalry, obviously, with the schools being a mile apart, a lot of history. I think it just gets ingrained in your like DNA as you go to one or the other, that you just hate the other one. Even students that aren't even in athletics, they strongly dislike the other side of it. It's funny, like, no matter what, I mean, I could, my junior coach for the Junior Bruins was a BC hockey player grad. Obviously, he tried hard to get me to go to BC, ended up going to BU. But every time I see him, he brings it up to me that I went to BU instead of BC. And like, he can't even stomach BU. He can't even stomach saying the word. So it's, there's so much history there. And if they were to play in the finals, it would be so great for college hockey and obviously Boston. And BU's got a big game against Denver. So you don't want to overlook them, and hopefully they can get there.
How were the games against BC different?
Just more emotion. Yeah, I mean, it's it doesn't matter what point of the year you play them. The atmosphere, there's a different energy in the building. First time we played them, I think when I was there, it was at BC we won, and it was an incredible environment. And then vice versa, they beat us at BU. And again, just an incredible environment. I remember as a kid growing up going to those games, BC, BU. You know, real tough to get tickets. just so much history as a kid growing up, watching the rivalry and then being a part of it now as an alumni watching it. And yeah, it's great. I mean, it's awesome. It's awesome, you know, to be a part of. It's awesome for the, you know, the game of college hockey. And hopefully BU can get it done this weekend.
Do you and Noah have a wager locked
down? Oh, yeah. No, I don't know. We got to get there. I got one with Dave, our video coach. He's a Denver guy, so I got a little wager going with him. Hopefully BU can take care of business in the first game and get a chance to play in the last game of the year. It would be great for him, great for the school. You know, they've had a great year, so hopefully they can win two more games and cap it off.
Would you watch with Noah, or would you rather watch it by yourself?
If BU played BC, would I watch with him? Maybe I would watch it with him, yeah. There's a likely chance. There's also a likely chance I wouldn't. I don't know. I mean, who knows? I don't know what I'm doing next Saturday. I have a hard time figuring out what I'm doing an hour from now.
Well, Jack not 100% sure of his plans for today's game or for Saturday's game if BU and BC end up playing each other in the final, but certainly a matchup that would get him pretty excited given the history of that rivalry. And now that we've heard Jack's side of things from a BU perspective, it's only fair that we get the thoughts from the other side. Here's Ashley again with BC alum Noah Hannafin.
Well, Noah, how do you plan to take in the Frozen Four?
Yeah, I'm definitely excited for it. Obviously, rooting for BC. My brother's actually flying out to Vegas this weekend, so we're gonna watch the game together. He goes to BC currently, so hoping they can pull through and get the win. And I think a BC-BU final would be pretty cool.
What's that like for you and your family to take in that experience together?
Yeah, it'll be awesome. I mean, my grandfather went to BC. I was there. My brother's there now. So a lot of connections and ties to the school. And, you know, I know the whole coaching staff there. So, you know, just wishing them the best and hoping they can pull through.
I know they have to take a step to get there. But you mentioned if BC and BU were to play each other, how would you describe that rivalry for someone who doesn't know anything about it?
Yeah, it's a big deal, especially for people in the New England area and Boston. It's a classic rivalry, and I think I could be wrong. It would probably be the first time they've played each other in the national championship, so that'd be a pretty special thing to witness and see. And both schools have great teams this year, so I think that'd be a really fun game to watch.
How were games against BU different? What was different about them?
I don't know, just you know, the schools are right down the street from each other. They're really close, and a lot of the players know each other on each team, and. The schools don't like each other too much, so it's always a big game and the bean pot and things like that. It's just it's been a long historic rivalry, so every time you play them, it's a lot of fun.
The roots run deep for Noah Hannafin at BC, and he'll also hope for that matchup on Saturday. I'm interested to see if that does happen, what the plans become for those two. Of course, it's a lot more fun watching your team or your school when everyone's cheering for the same side, but that's a bit different when you're watching with a rival fan. I mean, to our VGK fans out there, do you really want to watch Golden Knights games with Sharks fans? I don't know, but we'll leave that one up to Jack and Noah to decide if we get there on Saturday. Before we get to that point, though, there are still two big games today for those schools. And for BC, that involves a game against Michigan. We heard Jack talk about a little side wager with Knights video coach and Denver man Dave Rogowski. So what might be on tap for Noah Hannafin and Michigan man Brendan Brisson? Back to Ashley to find out.
Thursday and Saturday both happen to be off days for the Golden Knights. How will you watch the games?
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably just watch it at my house. I don't know, maybe I have to talk to Noah about it because, you know, Michigan plays BC, so we might have to watch it together. And, you know, there's going to be one happy guy, one pretty mad guy at the end of the game. So probably just, yeah, hang out, watch it. With Hannafin or, you know, someone else maybe.
He's obviously a veteran guy, so you're willing to chirp him, to talk some smack there?
yeah, I mean, no, he's an awesome guy, so I'm sure he won't take it to heart. But, yeah, definitely, you know, especially on game day this Thursday, I'll be rooting for my Wolverines.
Is there a group chat amongst your teammates from Michigan?
Yeah, I'm technically, like, if I would have still been there, I would be in the senior right now. So there was 10 of us at the start. There's 3 of them left. So, I'm definitely hoping to see those guys especially win. And I came in with them, and it would be great for them to you know, walk out their senior year as national champions.
Brendan Brisson isn't being too shy already talking about Thursday's game against Michigan. Has he talked to you about that as well?
Yeah, a little bit. They kind of snuck their way in there. You know, they it should be a good game. I mean, Michigan's obviously a great hockey school, and they've always been, you know, they've always had a really good team. So I think BC will have their hands full, but it should be a fun one, and hopefully I have something to chirp Brendan about.
The chirping potential is high this weekend in the VGK locker room, and let's see whether it will be Brendan or Noah delivering most of them after today's action between BC and Michigan. It's such a fun time of year for college sports, really overall, as we just also wrapped up March Madness this week, and college hockey is in full swing now with the Frozen Four. So to get some final thoughts from the guys, here's Noah and Brendan again on what makes college hockey so special.
What makes college hockey special? Last one for you.
I don't know. I think just having the whole school behind, you know, cheering for the team, that's a pretty special thing. And I was at BC for 1 year, but it was just so much fun. You know, you win the games, and you know, you make so many friends away from the team and the school, and it's just it's just a great experience. And if you can make it that deep, it's pretty special. So I wish all the teams the best of luck. It should be a lot of fun to watch.
What makes college hockey special?
Just like the passion, and you know, there's so many diehard Michigan fans, and you know, every school you go to, like even when I'm back home in California, I see people always like repping the Block M, and it's just everyone around the country just always watching. I feel like even if, you know, alumni, ex-players, all that, you know, family. So it's more than just, you know, the guys in that locker room. It's kind of way bigger than, you know, you actually think it is. So, and you know, just playing at Yost Arena at Michigan, it was always buzzing. It was always sold out, the student section and the band. So it's just, you know, it's different. And then you got the hockey or the football and the basketball, all the other sports. Like, just college is the best. So definitely rooting for them this year, and hopefully they can finish it.
We'll wrap things up on VGK today after these messages.
Hello, I am Kerry Buboltz, President and CEO for your Vegas Golden Knights. I am a proud board member of the Nevada Donor Network Foundation. With over 600 Nevadans waiting for a life-saving organ transplant, we can all do our part to bring hope to those waiting. I am partnering with Nevada Donor Network to raise awareness about registering to be a hero. I am a registered organ, eye, and tissue donor, and proud Nevadan. Are you? Join us at wearenevadans.org.
Vegas! On behalf of Knock the Injury Law, Golden Pipes, Carnell Johnson.
If you've been hurt, Knock the is the word. Call 702.
Vahan Nakhvi with Nakhvi Injury Law. Imagine you've been injured in an accident. Now, do you want an assembly line law firm that treats you like a number and settles early for easy money? Hell no. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
Fun stuff today from Jack, Noah, and Brendan. And thanks again to Ashley for catching up with the guys and getting their thoughts ahead of today's Frozen Four action. Best of luck to all their teams, but they can't all win. And we'll see who ends up in the final on Saturday for a national championship. As mentioned, the Golden Knights return home tomorrow to face the Minnesota Wild at T-Mobile Arena for the first of a four-game homestand to end the regular season. And a reminder for our listeners that it's two for tacos. When the Golden Knights score two goals in the same period at T-Mobile Arena, it's two free tacos for all fans in attendance using their ticket stub that same night and all day the next day at your local Taco Bell. Thanks as always for tuning in to VGK today. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on your preferred podcast platform, as we'll be back each week throughout the regular season with new episodes. Stay tuned next week as Darren Millard joins our program. Justin Russo signing off for VGK Today, presented by Circa Sports.